Welcome to Zikru Daf Simani Mamre Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Hei, the eighth parak, Yesh Nochlin. This daf is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Avi Umori Moshe Ben Bero, may his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the previous daf discussed whether Bechor receives a double portion of loan payments. Rabbah said it depends on what was collected. Gavu Karka Yeshlo. If they collected land for the loan, the Bechor does have a double portion in it. Gavu Maos Einlo. But if they collected money, he does not have a double portion in it. Since the land was Meshubet to the loan, it's considered Muchsak, already possessed, as opposed to money. Rav Nachman says the opposite. If money was collected, the Bechor has a double portion because it's also money which was originally borrowed. If they collect land, he does not, since land was not lent and is a new possession. Abai asks Rabbah that both views are difficult. The distinction is difficult in either direction because for the same reason that one item is not considered muchzak, namely that the father did not leave behind this land or money when he died, the other item should also not be considered muchzak. Abai posed two more challenges, presenting contradictions in Rabbah's and Rav Nachman's own opinions regarding these distinctions. Rabbah responds that both he and Rav Nachman were merely explaining the opinion of the Mnei Marab, who held the Bechor receives double in a loan payment, but they themselves hold he never does. Point number two, a man once said, Nechsai was Safta, Ubasa was Yarsai. My property should go to my grandmother after I die, and after her death, it should go to my heirs. This man had a married daughter who died before her grandmother, and after the grandmother died, the daughter's husband came to claim the property. Rav Huna said that when the man said the property should go to Yarsai, to my heirs, it means, Afilo Yarsai Yarsai, even to the heirs of my heirs, and the husband, who inherits his wife, is entitled to the property. Rav Anan disagreed and said the phrase Liyarsai does not include the heirs of his heirs. Since no direct heirs were alive when the grandmother died, the grandmother's heirs inherit the property. They sent from Eretz Yisrael that the halacha is like Rav Anan, but for an entirely different reason. Rav Anan would hold no heirs of the daughter could claim the property, such as the son of the daughter, which is not so. Only the husband cannot claim the property because it is roi, potential assets, since the daughter died before inheriting them, and a husband does not inherit roi. And point number three, the Gemara asks if Rav Huna holds that a husband does inherit roi. Why does he say the husband receives a property after the grandmother's death if his wife never possessed it during her lifetime? Rabbi Elazar explained Rav Huna's reasoning. Ko omer acharecha, anyone who gives a gift saying, after you should go to someone else, ko omer makshiv dami, is like saying the second recipient acquires a gift from now. The first recipient, here the grandmother, owns only the land's produce, while the second recipient, here the daughter, owns the land itself. Therefore, the husband can inherit the land from his wife, who did own it during her lifetime. Rava says the opinion of the B'nai Marava, the Westerners from Eretz Yisrael, is more reasonable. The halacha is, on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, that if the grandmother had sold the property during her lifetime, the sale would have been valid and the daughter would receive nothing. This proves she exclusively owned it during her lifetime and the daughter never possessed it. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The previous daf discussed whether Bechor receives a double portion of loan payments. Rabbah said it depends on what was collected. Gavu Karka Yeshlo. If they collected land for the loan, the Bechor does have a double portion in it. Gavu Maos Einlo. But if they collected money, he does not have a double portion in it. Since the land was Meshubet to the loan, it's considered Muchsak, already possessed, as opposed to money. Rav Nachman says the opposite. If money was collected, the Bechor has a double portion because it's also money which was originally borrowed. If they collect land, he does not, since land was not lent and is a new possession. Abai asks Rabbah that both views are difficult. The distinction is difficult in either direction because for the same reason that one item is not considered muchzak, namely that the father did not leave behind this land or money when he died, the other item should also not be considered muchzak. Abai posed two more challenges, presenting contradictions in Rabbah's and Rav Nachman's own opinions regarding these distinctions. Rabbah responds that both he and Rav Nachman were merely explaining the opinion of the Mnei Marab, who held the Bechor receives double in a loan payment, but they themselves hold he never does. Point number two, a man once said, Nechsai was Safta, Ubasa was Yarsai. My property should go to my grandmother after I die, and after her death, it should go to my heirs. This man had a married daughter who died before her grandmother, and after the grandmother died, the daughter's husband came to claim the property. Rav Huna said that when the man said the property should go to Yarsai, to my heirs, it means, Afilo Yarsai Yarsai, even to the heirs of my heirs, and the husband, who inherits his wife, is entitled to the property. Rav Anan disagreed and said the phrase Liyarsai does not include the heirs of his heirs. Since no direct heirs were alive when the grandmother died, the grandmother's heirs inherit the property. They sent from Eretz Yisrael that the halacha is like Rav Anan, but for an entirely different reason. Rav Anan would hold no heirs of the daughter could claim the property, such as the son of the daughter, which is not so. Only the husband cannot claim the property because it is roi, potential assets, since the daughter died before inheriting them, and a husband does not inherit roi. And point number three, the Gemara asks if Rav Huna holds that a husband does inherit Roy. Why does he say the husband receives a property after the grandmother's death if his wife never possessed it during her lifetime? Rabbi Elazar explained Rav Huna's reasoning. Ko omer acharecha, anyone who gives a gift saying, after you should go to someone else, ko omer makshiv dami, is like saying the second recipient acquires the gift from now. The first recipient, here the grandmother, owns only the land's produce, while the second recipient, here the daughter, owns the land itself. Therefore, the husband can inherit the land from his wife, who did own it during her lifetime. Rava says the opinion of the B'nai Marava, the Westerners from Eretz Yisrael, is more reasonable. The halacha is, on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, that if the grandmother had sold the property during her lifetime, the sale would have been valid and the daughter would receive nothing. This proves she exclusively owned it during her lifetime and the daughter never possessed it. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Chav He, and this sim was suggested to us by Kobe Melkin. He suggested that Kuf Chav He is $1.25, and of course you can use the currency of your choice. So here goes. The Bechor who received a double portion of the land collected for the loan, but not from the $1.25 collected for a loan, and said that his property should go to his grandmother after he dies and after her death to his heirs, was shocked when his daughter's husband proudly proclaimed that the property would go to him if his wife died before her grandmother did. Since, Ko Omer Acharecha, Ko Omer Makshiv Dami. Once again, slow motion. The Bechor received a double portion of the land collected for the loan, but not from the $1.25 collected for the loan. $1.25? That must be on Daf Kuf Chaf Hey. The Bechor received a double portion of the land collected for the loan, but not from the $1.25 collected for a loan, which reminds us, the previous Daf discussed whether Bechor receives a double portion of loan payments. Rabba said it depends on what was collected. If they collected land for the loan, the Bechor does have a double portion in it. But if they collected money, he does not have a double portion in it. Since the land was meshuba to the loan, it's considered muchzak, already possessed, as opposed to money. Rav Nachman says the opposite. If money was collected, the Bechor has a double portion because it is also money which was originally borrowed. If they collect land, he does not, since land was not lent and is a new possession. Rabbi explained ultimately that both he and Rav Nachman were merely explaining the opinion of the B'nai Marava who held the Bechor receives double in a loan payment, but they themselves hold he never does. So the Bechor who received a double portion of the land collected for the loan, but not from the $1.25 collected for a loan, and said his property should go to his grandmother after he dies and after her death to his heirs, was shocked when his daughter's husband proudly proclaimed that the property would go to him if his wife died before her grandmother did, which reminds us, a man once said, Nixa l'safta u'basu l'yarsai, my property should go to my grandmother after I die, and after her death it should go to my heirs. This man had a married daughter who died before her grandmother, and after the grandmother died, the daughter's husband came to claim the property. Rav Huna said, when the man said the property should go to my heirs, it means even to the heirs of my heirs, and the husband, who inherits his wife, is entitled to the property. Rav Anan disagreed and said the phrase l'yarsai does not include the heirs of his heirs. So the Bechor received the double portion of the land collected for the loan, but not from the $1.25 collected for a loan, and said his property should go to his grandmother after he dies and after her death to his heirs, was shocked when his daughter's husband proudly proclaimed that the property would go to him if his wife died before her grandmother did. Since, Ko Omer Acharecha, Ko Omer Makshiv Dami, which reminds us, the Gemara asks if Rav Huna holds that a husband does inherit Roy, why does he say the husband receives the property after the grandmother's death if his wife never possessed it during a lifetime? Melazar explained Rav Huna's reasoning. Ko Omer Acharecha, anyone who gives a gift saying, after you should go to someone else, Ko Omer Makshiv Dami, is like saying the second recipient acquires the gift from now. So once again, the Bechor who received the double portion of the land collected for the loan, but not from the $1.25 collected for the loan, and said that his property should go to his grandmother after he dies and after her death to his heirs, was shocked when his daughter's husband proudly proclaimed that the property would go to him if his wife died before her grandmother did, since Ko Omer Acharecha, Ko Omer Makshiv Dami. All right, so now it's time for Vorbla Bech Hazara. Daf Kuf Chaf Of. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Chaf Of is a cocoa bean farmer. So here goes. The cocoa bean farmer. Cocoa bean farmer. That must be on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. The cocoa bean farmer who closed his tree forest for the season on Tubav, as the wood would no longer be suitable for the Mizbeach, which reminds us, Gemara brings six reasons that Tubav is a yontiv, one of them being that they stopped cutting down trees for the Mizbeach because afterwards the wood did not sufficiently dry out, completing this great mitzvah. So the cocoa bean farmer who closed his tree forest for the season on Tubav, as the wood would no longer be suitable for the Mizbeach, hired seven very old men to hold the hands to guard it, which reminds us, a Braisa states, Shiva Kipu es Kol Olam Kulo, the lifetimes of seven people span the history of the entire world. Mesushalach saw Adam, Rashbam explains, he served him. Shem saw Mesushalach, Yaakov saw Shem, Amram, Moshe's father, saw Yaakov, Achia Shiloni saw Amram, Eliyahu Navi saw Achia Shiloni, and Eliyahu is still alive. So the cocoa bean farmer closes tree forests for the season on Tubav, as the wood would no longer be suitable for the Mizbeach, hired 7 very old men to hold the hands to guard it, one of whom was still wearing his clothing from his time in Mitzrayim when he had already been an old man, which reminds us the decree in the Midbar did not include those more than 60 years old. Daf Kuf Chav Beis, so the symbol for Daf Kuf Chav Beis is corn on the cob. So here goes. When the corn farmer, that must be on Daf Kuf Chav Beis, corn on the cob. When the corn farmer divided his field into 12 equal portions for his sons, although some of them had many more kids, which reminds us, the Gemara asks if Eretz Yisrael was divided according to the Shvatim, with each receiving an equal portion, regardless of population, or a Karkov Gavri, according to the heads of men, meaning divided equally among all the recipients. The Pasuk says, Ben Rav Ma'at, whether large or small, which implies the individual's recipient's portions were not equal, proving it was divided by Shvatim. So when the corn farmer divided his field into 12 equal portions for his sons, although some of them had many more kids, one complained it should have been divided by lots and the Urim V'tumim like Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us, Eretz Yisrael was divided by the Goral and by the Urim V'tumim. The Rashbam explains that this procedure eased people's minds knowing that the division and allocation were done correctly. So when the corn farmer divided his field into 12 equal portions for his sons, although some of them had many more kids, one complained it should have been divided by lots and the Urim V'Tumim like Eretz Yisrael. And the Bechor was told that he only gets double in his father's field, not in his mother's, which reminds us, the Gemara brings 2 differences between a father and mother's estates. The Bechor only gets a double portion from his father's estate, not his mother's, and daughters are only supported from their father's estate, not their mother's. Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel. So the similar Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel is ka-ching. So here goes. The cash register went ka-ching, ka-ching. That must be on Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel. The cash register went ka-ching when the teary, soft-eyed crying lady jumped ahead of someone in line, not to get stuck with the wicked man, which reminds us, Leah preceded Rachel and the Bechorah through crying for Rachamim, not to marry Esav. So the cash register went ka-ching when the teary, soft-eyed crying lady jumped ahead of someone in line, not to get stuck with a wicked man, and the modest woman behind her gave her the password to her account to pay, which reminds us the Bechor was returned to Rachel's modesty in giving the simanim to Leah. So the cash register went ka-ching when the teary, soft-eyed crying lady jumped ahead of someone in line not to get stuck with a wicked man, and the modest woman behind her gave her the password to her account to pay to purchase the new bestseller, How to Destroy Esav with Yosef's Descendants, which reminds the Gemara teaches that Yaakov saw that Esav's offspring is only destined to be given into the hands of Yosef's offspring. As the Pasuk says, Vayabes Yaakov Esha, Bes Yosef Rava, Bes Esav Lakash, and Yaakov's house shall be a fire, and Yosef's house shall be a flame, and Esav's house the straw, meaning it concludes that Esav's house will be destroyed with nothing remaining. Daf Kuf Chaf Dalad, so the simmer Daf Kuf Chaf Dalad is cookie dough. So here goes. When the owner of the delicious cookie dough shop, cookie dough, that must be on Daf Kuf Chaf Dalad. When the owner of the delicious cookie dough shop passed away, his Bechor couldn't take a double share in the new store the sons built afterwards, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa that the Tanakhama says, Ein Bechor notal pishnaim. A Bechor does not take a double portion, b'shevach sheshavchu nechas machar mises avihen, in improvements which occurred in assets after the father's death. Rebbe says a Bechor does take a double portion, shevach, which accrued on its own, but not in improvements which the orphans generated after their father's death. So when the owner of the delicious cookie dough shop passed away, his Bechor couldn't take a double share in the new store the sons built afterwards, but did take double from the palm trees in the outdoor eating area, which had grown larger, which reminds us, Rapapa says, if the father left behind a small palm tree, which grew larger after the father's death, or Arava Asik Sirton, land which accumulated sediment and became more fertile, all Tanaim agree that the Bechor receives a double portion of the benefit. The Rashbam explains that it's still the same tree or land, so even its improvement is considered possessed by the father. So when the owner of the delicious cookie dough shop passed away, his Bechor couldn't take a double share in the new store the sons built afterwards, but did take double from the palm trees in the outdoor eating area, which had grown larger, as well as in the outstanding bills paid by old customers, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether the Bechor takes a double portion in a loan payment or ribbis of a debt. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we have 2 differences between a father and a mother's estates regarding a Bechor receiving a double portion and daughters receiving mazonos? That's on daf Kufchav Beis. Good number two. Which stuff do we know that Yocheved miraculously regained her physical youth when Amram retook her as his wife? That's on Daf. Kufchav. Good number three. Which stuff do we know is whether a Bechor collects double for a loan payment collected from land versus collected from money? That's on Daf. Kufchav Hei. Good number four. Which stuff do we know that the decree in the Midbar did not include those more than 60 years old? That's on Daf. Good number five, which stuff do we all agree a Bechor receives a double portion of a growing palm tree? That's on Daf. Good number six, which stuff do we Moshe Rabbeinu was uncertain if Bnei Tzlafchad received the Bechor's double portion? That's on Daf. Good number seven, which stuff do we that Rav Huna holds? Kol Omer Acharecha, Kol Omer Ma'akshav Dami. That's on Daf. Kufchav Hei. Good number eight. Which stuff when Yaakov Avinu saw that Esav's offspring is only destined to be given into the hands of Yosef's offspring? That's on Daf. Kufchav Gimel. Good number nine. Which stuff the incident of the Safta whose married granddaughter died before receiving her property? That's on Daf. Kufchav Hei. Good number ten. Which stuff when the Leah preceded Rachel and the Bechorah through crying for Rachamim not to marry Esav? That's on Daf. Kufchav Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.